听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。During the past two shows, Rose and I were talking about dinner etiquettes, both in China, in the US, and also somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're also talking about etiquettes.
We are, but this time we're talking about business, not table etiquette.
今天呢我们还是来聊礼仪，但是呢不是聊餐桌上的礼仪了，而是商务礼仪。说是商务礼仪啊，当然这个呢不光是用在比如说商业交往上，我觉得人与人之间相对正式的交往都可以用到这些礼仪。So what are these etiquettes?
All right, so let's start with one, the first American business etiquette. Okay, So, you know, of course the reason I want to talk about this is because it's so easily offends, I mean, you can really easily offend another party, another culture, especially when doing business.And the reason it's so important to be careful is because this can ruin huge business deals between from company to company.
Certainly.
Yeah, I mean, of course you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thing we'll discuss is dressing for business, okay? So if you're asked to wear business clothes for work, the expectation is that you'll be presentable and well-dressed. This does not mean jeans and a t-shirt.
Nope.
Okay, no. For men, this generally means a suit with a collared shirt,tie and dress shoes, okay? For women, this means a business dress or suit or a skirt and a blouse and nice high heels or shoes. So colors tend to be conservative like black, gray, and navy blue. During meetings, take your cues from others, but it's normally perfectly fine to take off your jacket. So it's okay. I mean, if it's hot, you can take off your jacket, but, you know...mainly you're supposed to wear a suit. So wearing khakis, you know, khakis are like those like tan colored pants with a shirt and jacket is considered casual, not dressy. But it's often fine for meetings in New York City. But for women, casual dress would involve much the same trousers, button down shirts, nice sweaters, even a skirt.It's simpler to focus on what you shouldn't wear, which are no t-shirts, sweatshirts, jeans, baseball caps, shorts, short skirts, or capri pants. Capri pants are the ones that are like quarter length. They're like three-fourths down and not all the way long.
Yeah, I think for this, it's totally the same here in China, in business etiquettes. 这点好像估计全球基本都通用啊，可能在个别的国家不一样。但是比如说在美国、在中国，这点都是一样的啊。如果是在正式场合，商业宴会上或者是商业的这种见面会上啊，一定要着正装。正装呢，其实也不一定非得是你说黑色的呀，深蓝的呀，其实都可以啊，西装。加上这个领带衬衫，那对于女同学们呢，那有时候这种正装的裙子也是没有问题的，但是你像 T 恤呀、牛仔裤啊，包括我们说七分裤、九分裤这种，基本都被认为是相对比较休闲的装束，是不能够出现在类似的这种见面之中的。So this is the same in China, in the U.S. for both boys and girls.
Okay.All right. So the next thing we're going to discuss are greetings, conversation, and customs. Okay. So this is one thing. This is actually also during dinner and the same in meetings. So when people walk up to you, you stand when you greet them, even if you're sitting down. So if you're sitting down at a table meeting, and you've never met them before, or even a dinner table, and it's like a business lunch or business dinner, you stand up when they approach the table.
Oh, so same here.
Yeah, it's rarely polite to stay seated when others are standing. You shake hands firmly, not any weak, nasty noodle handshake. Firm.
That's a bit different.
I know, because I know in China, they are really wobbly and like weak and stuff like this. And why is that?
It's not supposed to be weak. It's actually supposed to be polite here in China. Because I guess the reason is if you shake hands too firmly...And, of course, while the other party is not prepared, it's supposed to be a little bit offensive here in China. It's like showing off your strength. But it's totally the different case in the U.S. 在美国、尤其是男人之间握手一定要非常非常的用力。这样才表示你是很真诚的。但是在中国就不一样。 中国你要说这个男人之间见面也握手，但是握手呢虽然不会说蜻蜓点水，但是一般啊不会说特别用力，因为你说别人没注意你特使劲儿给人捏得生疼，这样好像你干嘛，你是炫耀你有劲儿是怎么着。但是现在呢随着这种国际交往的不断增加，也分场合也分人了。你比如说如果见到外国朋友一般也都知道啊，那你握手的相对来说会握得比较紧实一点。I was wondering about this like a long, long time ago. What about between girls? Do they also shake hands firmly?
Yeah, they also shake hands firmly.
Wow, that's,、
sure.
that's completely different here in China.
Really? So、yeah. girls shake hands sort of like soft?
Very, very soft.
Oh, no. That's not considered good business.
They barely like touch each other.
Yeah, so it's probably a little strange when I meet people in China and I shake their hands really firmly. They're kind of like,、this girl's a little nuts, but、
yeah.
this is the way it is.Also, when you're shaking hands, you're supposed to meet people eye to eye. So you look at them in their eyes. If you kind of look away, it means lack of respect, and you're basically dismissing them like they're not important. So in America, make sure you look them in your eye.
I think this is the same.这个眼神的交流是非常重要的，这点无论是在美国还是在中国的文化当中啊，你比如跟人握手的时候你都不看人家，这个显得太不尊重了啊！一定要和对方有眼神的接触，而且呢贯穿始终，这点也是非常主要的。这不光是对于别人的尊重， This is also self-respect. If you're not looking into the other party in the eyes, you would seem to be, to me, less confident.
Yeah, exactly. Less confidentOr it can mean that they're not that important. Yeah.
And less respectful to the other party.
Yeah, so some people actually don't even offer their hand, and that can be seen as rude. Yeah,
does anybody do that?
Yeah, actually, there are people who do it. And you know who? I've never had it from anybody else other than Middle Easterners. So like Arabic people, but it's because they're either from Saudi Arabia or a country that does not allow them to touch women.
Yeah,
so I remember one time I was in a Christian church here, and there was a group of people behind me, and one of my friends knew them. So we turned around and said, hi, nice to meet you, nice to meet you. And I offered my hand, and literally he just left it there, and he was like, nice to meet you. And I was like, like, it was like, I was shocked.
You know, but talking about this, I think this is something that we should note while we're talking about etiquettes, that the differences among each culture.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the local culture doesn't allow them to do anything, or maybe, as we said last time, something that's perfectly right in one country can seem awfully wrong in another country.
That's right.
So pay attention to these differences.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mm.
Yeah, be very careful.Yeah, wow, interesting. All right, so again, you stand people, you basically sit down as they're sitting down. If someone offers you a seat, you take it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're visiting you, be sure to indicate where they can sit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, they might choose to sit at the head of the table. And that's only reserved for the boss or like the host at a
table. That's also the same.
Yeah. So certain topics are best avoided when you're talking to people you don't know, especially in a business environment. Okay, so this is funny because I think Chinese people, this is opposite. They tend to ask all sorts of questions like, how old are you?
Yeah.
Are you married?
Because these are not...supposed to be offensive questions in Chinese culture. It's just like common topics. So that's different.
Yeah, so you're not supposed to talk about religion, politics, personal information, such as health or relationship issues. It should not be discussed. Equally, don't comment on anyone else's appearance. Like, ew, you're kind of fat. Or you're tall and beautiful, but you need to lose weight.
Yeah.
This type of thing.
Yeah.
Or...You know, oh my God, you're so short. How tall are you? Chinese people tend to do this a lot.
No, I don't think they will do that, but they do ask personal questions.
All the time.
Yep.
I mean, literally, I was downstairs in the radio station, and I was literally, two women were sitting right next to me, and as soon as I got there, they were just staring at me. They're like, oh, you're so beautiful. How old are you? And I was like, 19?
None of your business.
Right. 19? Yeah. No, I'm not 19, but of course. Yeah,
哎，这点很不一样啊。这个中国的文化和其他很多国家的文化都不太一样。我们比如说，见了面以后，哎，这个你多大岁数啊？啊，你这个个人情况什么样？好像是比较常见的问题，但是在很多西方国家，这都会被认为是非常不礼貌的问题啊。每个人个人的情况，尤其是在头几次见面当中是不能够询问的， unless you're like really, really close friends. Of course, you can ask anything away. But if you, only it's your first or second meeting, you would not ask any personal information or personal questions.
That's right. Mm. Never ask personal questions. It's just not good.
Mm.
That's to all the Asian people out there listening.
Yep.
All right. So let's talk about this. So contrary to many Asian countries, I know they do this in China, gift giving is not a part of U.S. business etiquette. In fact, it's really strange.
Mm.
Don't bring us anything. I mean, it's nice if you maybe bring the boss stuff or maybe a pen or something for everybody in the team, on the team from China. But really, it's weird. We feel like we owe you something.
Mm.
Yeah, this is how American people kind of
feel. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not. In fact, it's business. So if you're gift giving, you're making it personal.
Mm.
And we do not want you to mix our business and professional.
That's how things work in China. They make everything personal.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Exactly. That's true. Okay, so the use of names. Okay.
What about names?
Names, I'm going to tell you.
Mm.
So the use of first names without any title is increasingly common in the U.S. So you can say, hey, Paul, hey, Bill, hey, blah, 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 all right? Still, it doesn't hurt to start formally, like, hello, Miss, like if you're meeting someone for their first time, hello, Miss, you know, Miss Wong, nice to meet you, or hello, thank you for welcome to the United States, Miss Chung, or whatever her name might be, right? So you can use Miss, or Mrs., but you should find out first if they're married, if you're going to call them Mrs. Like, if someone calls me Mrs., for me, it's a little insulting because they're assuming just because I am an adult that I should be married, right? But if they say, hi, Miss Lutfi, very nice to meet you, and I am married, then to me, that's okay, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So my suggestion, always use Miss at the first time.
Yeah.
And if they want to be addressed Mrs., they will let you know, and they won't feel offended.
That's exactly right.
Mm.
They will not feel offended. Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, so the next one, a very good one to remember, is that men and women in the workplace are legally and socially equal.
Mm.
So I know this is funny because in a lot of other cultures, women are not equal. It's normally the man that leads the conversation.
Luckily,
the man
not
that
in China anymore.
Huh?
Luckily, not in China anymore.
Really?
Mm.
Are you sure?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it, but this is actually not the case in a lot of other countries.
Yeah.
Some other countries.
Yeah.
I mean, normally it's the man who leads the meeting, the man who does this, the man who does that, and you're not allowed to talk first over certain circumstances.
Really?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's hard for some men from other countries when they come to the United States for business to actually, so for example, if you're in a room with three women and four guys and you have an issue with finance, but the finance manager is a woman, they might go directly to the guy and say, I need help with this. And he'll say, we'll talk to Sarah about this. And he might say, oh, okay. And then the next day he goes back to Jim to talk about it, right? Like he sort of refuses to talk about certain issues.
Really?
Yeah, like this happens a lot.
Well, that's certainly not the case in China.
Yeah, this definitely happens a lot. So you should always treat everyone in a meeting as equal, regardless of their gender, race, sexual identification, or age.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, to be honest, it could be considered either harassment or some type of prejudice.
Yeah.
And if you are prejudiced at the workplace, you could actually get fired for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
serious.
This is the U.S. I mean, you can also get, basically, if you look at someone in the wrong way and they think it's sexual harassment, you can get fired for that, too. I'm not joking.
Whoa.
Yeah, normally people aren't that crazy, but there's some people who are like, oh, they looked at me up and down, it was sexually insulting or whatever.
You're going to be really careful about those.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, so the next one is, while you might be in the habit of avoiding topics such as family and hobbies in a business environment, you will find that many meetings start with small talk and family anecdotes. So it's okay. So family news and inoffensive observations are pretty normal. So you can say, oh, my God, your daughter, she's so beautiful. Mm. Or she's so tall for her age.
Yep.
Or she has beautiful blue eyes. Or how old is she? Or you can say, oh, you have such a gorgeous family. Don't look at the wife and say, oh, she's hot. Or, wow, she's got big.
You can try that.
You can say she's got a big brain. Right?
That's a good way to start.
Yeah, or don't say, wow, how she looks really old. Is she older than you?
Oh, never do that.
I mean, don't ever do stuff like that. But I've had Chinese people say some really strange things.
You know, I think it's sort of okay to say that in Chinese, in Chinese culture. Like, you have a beautiful wife. That's okay. That's also okay in the U.S., right?
Yeah.
It depends.
Mm, I mean, if it's casual setting, you can say, "Oh, your daughter's beautiful." But to say your wife or your husband is like, say, "Oh my God, your husband is so handsome." I mean, that kind of is like, I want him. So while it may not be completely offensive, it's still like putting someone on guard, and it's not really that great if you say it. It's not that greatest, no. But you can, one thing you will always be safe with is talking about sports in the United States.
Absolutely.
So if you say, "Hey, that snooker champion Brian, oh my God, he just killed it. He was awesome.
Oh, he
took the entire championship. Oh, that's awesome."
Yeah.
You can talk about football. You can talk about, you know, the teams. "Oh, I hate the Mets," or "I don't like the Yankees," or nobody takes personal offense to that.
Mm.
So it would be okay.
But that might be a problem in China. 'Cause I think in Chinese sports, they actually pick sides.
Yeah, but to the point where it will affect business?
Could happen.
What? Yeah, but I don't even... Okay, well, I'm in the safe because I don't know anything about sports in China.
Neither do I. So we're both safe.
Except for a snooker.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so let's go on to the next one. Doing business. The role of networking should not be underestimated. So I actually, when I first moved to China, I used to teach a business, like a business course. So not just a course, but it's basically, what is it? Business training, sort of, I guess you would say. And what I did was I taught international networking, negotiation, how to give dual presentations, this type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The most attractive part of working in New York and actually other parts of the U.S. is the vibrant international world you're exposed to. So make sure you definitely get out there and network. The role of networking in the U.S. should not be underestimated. This mix is socializing and building business contacts. So to be honest, while there's Guangxi in China, first you build relationships, then you do business. In America, it's the opposite. First you do business, then you build relationships. But
they're both important.
They're both important and equally as important in the United States. The opposite is equally important. So if you happen to meet someone and you become friends with them and you say, "Let's do business," or "I've got this," or I have that," 9 times out of 10, people will say, "Okay, great. I trust this person. I know them." But a lot of times people will say, "God, I don't want to have to mix business with pleasure," because I'll feel 100%, you know, obligated to treat them a certain way, in a moral way, whereas if you don't know them, it's all business. It's just money, and it's okay that way, right? So, but you can also feel relaxed and, you know, as I said, it'll be very interesting. So the etiquette of networking is surprisingly simple. Be friendly, be open, do not impose upon those you meet. So basically, don't start talking about religion. "Oh, God, I went to this international networking event here," right? And I'm not going to say which culture is which, okay? But there was a culture sitting at the table, and we asked to join them, and they were super nice and very open and very friendly. And then I was with a friend who's Chinese, and she's really pretty. And these certain people said to her, "Oh, my God, you don't look Chinese. You're so pretty. You have, like, this long nose bridge and these big eyes." And I'm like, that is not thinking to myself, that is not nice. You don't sort of impose, or like, "You have a long nose bridge. You don't look Chinese at all." Like, I mean, Chinese people can look all different ways, right?
Yeah.
But to say, to sort of point her out for her features and not looking Chinese, that's just weird.
Yeah, saying that, I think Chinese people wouldn't really feel that offended, but it does sound strange.
She was offended.
Was she?
Ooh. Yeah, she wasn't like super offended, like angry. She was just like, "Oh my God, that's rude."
Okay.
Yeah.
好吧，当然这个我们说商业之间啊，有和朋友之间交流很不同的地方。你比如说这个每个人的人际关系啊，是先处人际关系还是先聊正事儿啊？当然很不一样。每个国家之间的这种，或者是每一种文化之间呢，也会有着不小的区别。But there are like universal rules. You can try from like shallow questions, deeper and deeper, but don't go too personal at the first place.
Yeah.
That won't be like wrong most of the times. 9 out of 10.
Yeah, like just don't. I mean, don't talk about people's anything. Just be simple and basic and nice. Anyways, let's go on. So we're just talking about some of the things like be open, don't impose, small talk, definitely small talk and casual introductions. So, hey, yeah, I'm working here as a blah, blah, blah. I've lived in China. I love Chinese food. You know, whatever it might be. You need to be knowledgeable about the industry you're in. So being able to comment on recent changes is definitely important. Makes you feel like, you know at least what's going on. If someone has agreed to meet with you or has given you advice, an immediate thank you note is customary and expected. Yeah, so this type of thing. Let's talk about social media for a little bit, okay? So it's common for companies to have a Facebook and Twitter account, but to be honest, I've known a lot of people that have said they've gotten fired over their Facebook accounts because they've posted things that were really inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. You should watch out for those,
too. Watch out for those. Actually, I know some people whose companies made them delete their Facebook page.
Mm.
Yeah, a lot of companies are making people do that.
I think it happens here too. If you post anything inappropriate on WeChat, they will ask you to delete those. It doesn't really happen a lot, but in certain industries, like if they want to keep something secret until it's unveiled, you know, don't spoil it or anything else, that would happen. So you really should watch out on social medias as well because they're so open. Everybody can see them now.
Yeah.
So it's unlike before. Like you write something on a piece of paper, nobody would know, right?
Right, exactly. Another thing is once you have met somebody like through these things, it could be through Facebook or whatever, make sure. I always make sure that I don't add people to my Facebook account that I am doing business with or even my WeChat groups. I don't add like business people to my WeChat groups that I feel are... It's just for fun because people post inappropriate things and they're going to think that, you know, have you ever heard the saying association brings assimilation or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I get the
idea.
So
that basically means that if you hang around these people, you're the same way. So, of course, you're not always the same as your friends, right? Or people you know. Or even people you went to a party with and met them one time. So you have to be careful about adding those people to your WeChat groups.
Or otherwise, you would have to remember to block all of them when you're sending something special.
That's right. Just be nice. It sounds simple, but a lot of the business world with the is in the U.S., with the emphasis on contacts and shared friendships and experience does rely on general courtesy. Always be nice to each other. Do not pull rank on those younger than you. So basically don't say, well, I've had this and I've had that. Who are you? You know what I mean? Take your cues from your coworkers. During meetings also, I was going to say that business etiquette is, it's appropriate for American people to sort of talk at whatever level they are. But I know in China, based on rank, it's good for, they like brag about what they have. And then they also like the top person speaks.
I never do.
That's because the only thing you have is a snooker cue.
No, that's not true. 我们今天聊了聊这个所谓的商业接触上的这种礼仪啊，其实呢，不光是商业的，我觉得只要是正式场合，这些礼仪都是适用的。那在中国的文化、美国的文化、其他国家的文化之间会有一定的差异，但是呢，也有相通之处。 礼貌待人，那有一点呢，咱们中国文化里边可能不是很突出的，不要问人家太个人化的问题。当然，现在我觉得在国际贸易日进这个频繁的今天啊，大家很多也已经注意到了这一点。当然，还有很多呢，我们没有涉及到，因为不可能每一点都能谈到吧。但是总的一个方向就是这样。 So if you obey all these universal rules, I think you'll be fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Paying attention to specific rules from like specific regions or countries. And hopefully you will be successful in either business or whatever you're doing in those formal meetings.
That's exactly right.
All right. Thank you for being with Rose and Brian for this time. And we'll see you the same time tomorrow.
Bye-bye.